Time for extremely local news, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Say good morning to my boss. Good morning, Seamus Toomey. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, John. Good morning.
Good morning. And it was a good morning for someone who bought or spent the basically the price of a house for the Ferris Bueller vest, huh?
Yes. How about it? Maybe a good morning, or maybe a morning filled with regret. The vest that Matthew Broderick wore in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. It's pretty recognizable. It's sort of like a leopard print cardigan vest, but it's really like a geometric pattern. But, it was only one day, so he's wearing this throughout the whole movie. And, it went up for auction this month, 11 bids. The final bid was almost $280,000. So someone is now the proud owner of a iconic, I don't know if it's pretty, but a vest that the guy who owned it said, this is one of the few Hollywood costumes that's instantly recognizable for where it's from. So we haven't found out who has it, but if you see someone walking around wearing this thing, you may hit him up for a loan because he's probably got the money.
It's
got
to be someone with a Chicago connection, you'd imagine, right?
I would think so, yeah, or someone that likes Twist and Shout by the Beatles. I don't know. It's, even back then, I remember like, wow, that's kind of a bold fashion statement, people wearing sweater vests like that to the Cubs game. But it turns out it was just a regular cardigan, and they cut the sleeves off. The costume designer cut it off. So a little bit of the history of the vest. I don't know. Maybe who knows what the Cameron's soccer sweater. hockey sweater.
Oh, the Red Wings. Yeah,
the Red Wings one. Yeah, yeah. That's probably not the same, commanding the same value.
Yeah, that never made sense to me from the north suburbs. Okay, Archer Heights. We go next, and a pretty popular spot closed down after a stove fire, huh?
Yeah, this was hopefully they get back and running soon. This is Birreria Zaragoza, which is a very popular place, Archer Heights. It's at 48th and Pulaski. It's one of those places, kind of a hole in the wall, but it's really made a name for himself. It's got a Bib Gourmand rating. It draws people from all over. They even opened a second location in Uptown. But yeah, on Monday, the apartment above this place that sells birria sandwiches and tacos caught fire. It damaged the building. Putting the fire out did some more damage to it, so they've had to close down. They say they're committed to rebuilding and reopening, so we'll keep an eye on that one. But stewed goat, you won't be able to get it down there for a little bit, and it's a shame for the neighborhood. That was a very popular place.
Yeah, too bad the fire upstairs affecting the restaurant. That often goes the other way around, but okay. And Lincoln Avenue, it's like one step forward, two steps back for some people with the streets being open or not.
Yeah, this has been an ongoing story all summer. They're rebuilding the Western Brown Line stop right in the heart of Lincoln Square. This is where sort of our Western and Lincoln converge, and it's got that really popular stretch of businesses between the arches there in Lincoln Square. They shut down a big section of the street a couple months ago. It got to the point where people were setting up picnic tables in the middle of it because there's no street traffic, and it became like a really popular spot for people to come. They actually petitioned the city to keep it closed forever, but the businesses weren't going for it.
No.
That is cleaned up now, but just a little bit south of that, they've had to shut down the street too for more road work. So you're not going to be able to go Lincoln straight through all the way to Western or to Lawrence there. So it's going to create some more traffic problems. If you're driving around the Lincoln Square area, make sure you pay attention, because I've gotten stuck in this before, and then you got to start going down side streets, and you could really spend about a half hour trying to go about three blocks. So
I have a hunch that's how the story started. Seamus got stuck and immediately texted Alex, our reporter on the northwest side, to cover that one. Seamus, as always, thanks for joining us. Extremely local news, great stuff. We'll talk soon. Okay,
thanks, John. Have a good one.